Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bolnick, Nick Pidone, Anthony Allant, hanging out with you guys here on Overtime on the Fan, 7 to 11. Packed show to get into. We are about 25 hours removed from everybody in the great Northeast Ohio area taking a big sigh of relief at 6 p.m. yesterday when the MLB trade deadline came and went, and Stephen Kwan remaining a member of your Cleveland Guardians. We are also 7 days away from Cleveland Browns football, as their first preseason game will be next week on Friday at 7 o'clock in Carolina against the Panthers. But the big news, MLB trade deadline, Shane Bieber no longer. He's a Toronto Blue Jay. Paul Sewald is gone as well. Stephen Kwan still with our Guardians, leading off and playing left field in just a couple minutes over at the ballpark against the Minnesota Twins, who blew up everything. Anthony Allant, I imagine you have to be pretty happy that Stephen Kwan is still a member of the Cleveland Guardians right now.
I was, and this entire time I tried to take off my fan hat and put on my analyst hat, put on my radio person hat, and think, is this the best move for the Cleveland Guardians? And the whole time I couldn't take off my fan hat because I did not want them to trade Stephen Kwan. He has 2.5 years of control. You still have time to work out an extension. Maybe I'm still living in La La Land thinking that they can do that. But the entire day yesterday, I was working here. I had tweet notifications on for everybody under the sun. And every time my phone buzzed, my heart would skip a beat. I probably lost a year out of my life yesterday. I actually was so tired that right before the deadline ended, I had to take a nap because I just, my body just shut down because I was so nervous the entire day that we were going to trade Kwan. And thank God almighty that we didn't.
Well, really, it was a roller coaster all throughout the day because the day started off kind of with a bang, and it was rip the Band-Aid right off. Shane Bieber was gone. Probably 15, 20 minutes later, Paul Sewald was gone, and everything was really moving in the direction of Stephen Kwan's going
to
be gone.
Yeah, like, you got the report that he was more likely to be traded.
John Morosi, MLB Network, was putting it out. Like it seemed like Stephen Kwan was going to be gone. But then ultimately, as the day grew longer, you heard from guys like Ken Rosenthal, who said, look, like the Guardians have a price. Teams are maybe a little bit frustrated because they're not willing to move off of that price. And ultimately, no team was willing to meet that price. Started to feel pretty good when the Padres settled for Ramon Laureano. That kind of felt like, well, it's going to be the Dodgers or bust. And the Dodgers have had all day to pull this trade off. And I don't think they're going to overreact or panic in the final hour and a half. And ultimately, they didn't. And that's what leads Stephen Kwan to lead off today for our Cleveland Guardians against the Minnesota Twins. Listen, this whole situation to me should be so simple now, and I hope it is for the Guardians. Listen, man, now that you didn't trade him, nobody met your godfather offer that you were putting out there for him. Try to get this deal done.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Most good baseball organizations, most normal teams would run this thing like a business, which I understand, you've got an offense right now that is really bad, and you've got a leadoff hitter in Stephen Kwan that's hitting 300. So you take that really good 300 leadoff hitter away from an offense that, as a collective, is really bad, it's only going to get worse.
Yep.
Stephen Kwan means that much more to the Cleveland Guardians than he would other baseball teams. Like, now that this is in the rear view for now, and again, for now, like these conversations could come up again and probably will in the winter meetings if they're unable to reach a long-term agreement with Kwan. But to me, this all becomes so simple. Like, you're looking at the Guardians. You literally cannot, if you tried your hardest, develop an outfield bat that could stay healthy, I guess, is the asterisk there, because we haven't gotten to see Chase DeLauder yet. Like, just pay the dude his money. Pay him what he's worth. He's a fan favorite, but even if we park the being a fan favorite thing for a second, he's a really darn good baseball player. And I'm very much pro keep really good athletes here in Cleveland on our sports team.
So they did what we believe they should have done in keeping him and not trading him for a haul of, you know, I know Leo DeVries was this guy that everybody wanted, number three prospect, kid's 18 years old.
He's 18 years old.
He was going to go to Lake County.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't care if I was getting that guy. I was saying the whole time, I'm so sick and tired of getting these guys that are just going to make the Lake County Captains and the Akron Rubber Ducks better. Sorry to all the fine people out there. They put on a great show, but
yeah.
I would like my major league team to win, unless I guess I'll just buy season tickets to one of those teams. It's probably cheaper than what I have. But the entire day, you're focused on this Kwan thing. Will they, won't they? Will they, won't they? It was this shiny object to distract you from the fact that they didn't actually do anything to pick a lane.
Nope.
If the lane was we're going to build towards 2026, Carlos Santana would not be batting seventh tonight. You did the Paul Sewald move, but that was easy. Like, Paul Sewald pitched in 18 games this year. Like, who cares?
And they were paying him a lot of money. We knew why they got rid of him. They were sick of paying him.
Dude, they paid him $5 million to pitch in 18 games and spend most of the year on the injured list. But you didn't clear the way for guys like CJ Cephas and your young reliever arms. You didn't get rid of Jacob Junis. What in the world were you actually doing that day, unless the whole day was just spent fielding calls over Stephen Kwan, and then you got to the 6 p.m. deadline, you went, oh,
uh-oh,
crap, we didn't actually do anything that we meant to do. So that was the most, like, the relief of not trading Stephen Kwan. You exhale, and then you go, wait, we didn't pick a lane again.
No, you're right now, like, I like that analogy, dude, because they didn't pick a lane. Like, right now, their car is quite literally straddling two lanes, and right in the middle of the car is just the dashed lines on the middle of the highway, because you're truly riding the fence with the Cleveland Guardians now. I have to say, and I'm subject to change my mind on this, but for right now, I actually don't really mind that. I don't really, really? Mind kind of straddling these lanes here, because I think there's a world where you could accidentally veer the car into the left lane and it's full steam ahead. You're in the playoffs. You're the last wild card slot. Let's try to make some noise with Stephen Kwan on the roster. The starting pitching has looked really good. It stinks. You can't ever get to see Shane Bieber pitch in a Cleveland uniform again, but let's try to make the playoffs and make some noise. The other lane is that the bottom of the bag falls out on this team, like it very well could, because the offense isn't very good. And if the starting pitching reverts back into a pumpkin like it was to start the season, then it's scary time and they probably should have picked a lane.
But
I'm excited about my left lane and making the playoffs, because I don't know, 216-474-0092, I don't know that this Stephen Kwan extension thing is dead in the water. It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because you look at next year and some of the guys that you're frustrated about, Carlos Santana in name, you're not paying anybody outside of Jose Ramirez in terms of position players. None. You're paying Jose Ramirez, and that's quite literally it for position players. So, like, you have to invest at least somewhere on the baseball diamond. And with Carlos Santana taking himself out of the equation before 2026, like, I have to imagine that that's going to free up some sort of money somewhere. And maybe that's wishful thinking from me. It probably is. But next year, you have no long-term big money committed in any other spot than third base. And your third baseman's going to have a statue constructed of him when he decides to retire. So, like, there's going to be money available to pay Stephen Kwan. And if they tell you that there's not, they're lying.
Well, okay. So number one, you said it earlier. There's still a terrible offense. We do still have to watch them trot out the same thing night in and night out. I can almost promise you that Jonathan Rodriguez is going to be batting on Sunday. And if a lefty comes in, Nolan Jones is going to get pinch hit for those guys. And you don't necessarily have anybody coming down the pike right now to help that out. And they are just hellbent on keeping CJ Cephas in AAA right now. The poor guys, I guess he's in Jacksonville, so that's nice right now, but they are just averse to getting him up here. You already slow played the other guys that we were screaming about all year to the point where they all got injured. So they took themselves out of the conversation. And then the other thing with the reinvesting the money, yeah, they dumped Paul Sewald's salary. They were never going to pay Shane Bieber. So in theory, that $16 million gets cleared up.
Right.
When have they showed you that they've ever reinvested money?
Never. But with Santana being gone, Sewald being gone, Bieber being gone, and listen, I'll sympathize with the Dolans for a brief moment, and it'll be very brief, because they lost the TV. The TV thing hurt them. It did. There's no two ways about it. Like, the fact that that was $50 to $60 million every year that you could bank on having almost, you don't want to call it free money, but free money at your disposal, and now they've got to have their own production, and this year was always going to be cost cutting because you lost on $50 to $60 million of yearly revenue through that TV contract. That hurt them. But that's not an excuse to not pay Stephen Kwan what he's worth. And Anthony, to me, to your point about the young guys, that's what the rest of this year absolutely has to be about. I get that they didn't move Nolan Jones and Santana's still around. And that's why Mike Chernoff and Chris Antonetti make the big bucks and Nick Pedone does not. They need to find a world to get those guys out of there and to get Cephas up here, to have Kyle Manzardo play every day. Because I need to find out, like the thing with the Manzardo people, right? That he'll hit two home runs and then he'll be missing from the lineup, and then everybody on social media freaks out. Well, everybody on social media is freaking out because they think Manzardo could help this lineup. I do happen to agree with that. But in the bigger picture, I need to see if Kyle Manzardo is anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he is, awesome. I've just solved another big problem. And the big problem is that my offense stinks. So if I have Manzardo hitting the baseball well, that makes life a whole lot easier on CJ Cephas and Chase DeLauder if he could ever get healthy, and Juan Brito if he could ever get healthy. Like, Manzardo's a big piece to this puzzle, but you're never going to know where that piece fits if you don't play him every day. So that's what this all has to be about to me. Now, the second part of the season has to be trying to win games, which I think that's what they do on a night-in, night-out basis. They try to be competitive enough to make October, but let's do it while seeing these young dudes. Because if these young dudes play, and at least a couple of them have some promise and have some pop in the bats, okay, now I could see a world where 2026 is a year where you could look at this team and say, man, maybe they could be American League Central champions again.
I've said it before and I'll say it again, putting one foot in the developmental bucket and one foot in the go for it bucket ends up with you doing neither. And we've been watching it all year. That's why they're at 500. That's why, even though they're three games out of the last wild card spot, there are still so many questions. And I just don't see, because I've been watching it since the end of March, how they're going to be able to play the young guys.
Justin Lida, Lockdown Guardians, going to join the show in the 10 o'clock hour after the Cleveland Guardians and the Minnesota Twins wrap up at the Ball Yard, downtown Cleveland.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm going to ask Justin full stop. Do you think that the Guardians could have got more for Stephen Kwan if they would have done it yesterday? Or do you think that they're holding out hope that maybe if he goes on a good tear on the second half and makes some noise in the postseason like what they did last year, and obviously Kwan was a big part of that, you could get a bigger package come winter meetings. You could get, you know, somebody's top prospect when they have a little bit of time to sit and think about it and they don't feel like they're under the gun of the MLB trade deadline and like they have to make a move. So Justin Lotta, Locked On Guardians, going to join the show in the 10 o'clock hour. Going to switch some gears here because it's been the hot debate all around the NFL. Former Ohio State receiver Terry McLaurin has requested a trade from the Washington Commanders in the midst of an ugly contract dispute. I could think of one team that loves trading for wide receivers and throwing some money around. Would you take Terry McLaurin in Cleveland? 216-474-0092. It's Nick Pedone and Anthony Allant just underway right here on The Fan. 216-474-0092. We want to hear from you. Do you agree with Denzel Ward, Browns CB1? Would Terry McLaurin look fire in a Cleveland Browns jersey? I say he would. I know that's like such a... You know, it's playing Madden a little bit because you've got four quarterbacks right now. You don't really know who it is, and you see a big name floated out there. And I think like 31 other NFL teams were probably like, hey, Terry McLaurin looked pretty good over here. But I think it does make a little bit of sense for the Browns, namely because of how bad this receiver room is. And we'll talk a little bit about that and guys that will have the opportunity to step up for these Browns receivers. But at the end of the day, I wonder how easy or difficult it's going to be for the Browns to evaluate these four quarterbacks when the receivers are fair at best. I mean, you've got Jerry Jeudy, good. You've got David Njoku, good, but tight end. And then after that, you know, I'm excited for Harold Fannin Jr., but again, that's a tight end. Like, Cedric Tillman just isn't getting me that excited. Jamari Thrash, I'm excited for. I just feel like I'm never going to get to see him on the field. David Bell does absolutely nothing for me. I know they just cut Michael Woods with an injury designation. So, like, the idea of Terry McLaurin in Cleveland moves me a little bit because I see a path that Terry helps the Browns in their current state evaluate their quarterback situation and find out if any of these guys could be good, because then you'd really be onto something with Jerry Jeudy and Terry McLaurin together. But then also say none of these four are it, right? And I personally don't know that they are, or they're going to have the opportunity to show that they're it. I really think that we could be doing the QB radio come April next year, and we probably will be debating Arch Manning if he comes out, Drew Aller, your guy Lenora Sellers, like we're going to be having those debates, and I think those debates will be a lot easier and a lot more fun if you've got an actual receiver room already built around them. Like, look at what the Bears just did this offseason, where they just loaded up on offense. They finally got a run game. They invested in their line. They added a couple more receiving weapons for Caleb Williams. Well, they did that because Caleb Williams wasn't great last year. Like, how great would it be if you could help a young quarterback before they even get into the league and have a nice receiver room already built?
Yeah, so a theme of when we host is you bring up this really cool idea. LeBron coming back, Terry McLaurin coming here. This awesome thing that in my heart of hearts, I would love to see. And then I just sort of throw a wet blanket over it. I don't think Terry McLaurin would be a good idea for the Cleveland Browns. Maybe it's just an indictment as me as a human being. Maybe it's why I'm still single. It's just being a wet blanket in many situations. I just don't know how much a good receiver, and Terry McLaurin is a really good receiver, helps out a team. Like, if Terry McLaurin comes here, do you think their win total moves from 5.5?
No, I really don't.
Like, is your confidence going up that they're going to win 8-9 games?
I guess maybe my confidence goes up. Like, the thing with this season, right, is that there's so many, like, I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. It makes it so tremendously difficult to talk about anything else because I don't know who the quarterback is. But, like, right, if it's Joe Flacco, McLaurin kind of moves me this season because I know I saw how he got the ball to Elijah Moore. And surely if he could get the ball to Elijah Moore, he's going to be able to get the ball to Terry McLaurin. So that moves me a little bit for this year. But, like, just table this year and park this year in terms of wins and losses. I like what Terry McLaurin does for my evaluation of the quarterback position. I think it just makes it a little bit easier to find out what you've got when you've got two really good receivers on your roster and you could load up for that rookie quarterback to actually take the reins and be good at his job. You know, like my biggest fear is like Shedeur Sanders will get on the field and like, knock on wood, we're never hoping for this, and we're at this point literally praying it doesn't happen. What's this receiver room look like if Jerry Jeudy has to miss four games? It's horrible. Right. It is quite literally the worst in the National Football
League. It is,
and it's going to make it impossible to evaluate Gabriel, Shedeur, Pickett, whoever.
By either Pro Football Focus or The Athletic, some big site rated the Browns receiver room as 29th in the NFL.
That's generous.
Jerry Jeudy had a breakout year last year, and it was very evident that he has the ability to be a wide receiver one, or if not, a really, really high-end wide receiver two. So I totally agree that adding somebody like Terry McLaurin helps out your receiver room that is terrible outside of Jerry Jeudy. You have a question mark in Cedric Tillman, and then you have the two tight ends, but you know, you have no idea what Harold Fannin's route tree is going to look like. You don't know if they're going to be block first tight ends or if they're just going to run the bootlegs like they usually did before. So I totally get that. How much better did Josh Gordon make all of the quarterbacks that he threw to?
Again, but that's the thing, right? It was Josh Gordon by himself. And the thing with that was, like, the quarterbacks were really all that bad. Like, it was the Brandon Weeden, Johnny Manziel, like, that ilk of quarterback. I like to hope, and again, hope maybe might not be the smartest thing to do, to your point, with the Cleveland Browns. I do like to hope that maybe one of these rookies that they drafted panned out, either Gabriel or Sanders. And then if they don't, that next year you're going to be in a position to draft one of the top guys in the 2026 class. That's my hope.
So like, let's look at the quarterback room as it is. It just whether or not you think that these guys are good or not. You have a journeyman, you have Kenny Pickett, and then you have a third, two mid-round picks, right? Whether or not they turn into what we all hope they might be, that's what you have. So you do have a terrible quarterback room just on its face. How much did Jerry Jeudy and Amari Cooper help the quarterbacks last year? Well, they went 3-14, so not that much. Terry McLaurin was with a lot of really bad quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. He is just such a good receiver that he was able to produce and put up Pro Bowl numbers, but he wasn't able to help the Commanders win any more games until this year when they finally got their quarterback. So I just don't think at this point in time, when you look like you're in a rebuild, adding a proven 30-year-old wide receiver that is looking for a contract extension is really the smartest idea moving forward.
I also think, too, this could be a way for the Browns to continue to deny the fact that they're in a rebuild. Like the Browns the Browns have told themselves really ever since Joe Flacco took them on a magic carpet ride to the playoffs in 2023, that wasn't a magic carpet ride. They believe that they're a good team, that most of that same team was on the roster last year and they didn't win very many games, but they've continued to prop up that was an anomaly and that they're going to be right back in the mix. Adding Terry McLaurin would be a way for the Browns to prove to themselves that this isn't some full-blown rebuild. This isn't 1-31 all over again. 216-474-0092. Do you agree with Denzel Ward? Would Terry McLaurin look good in a Cleveland Browns uniform? Let's go out to Mike and Stowe. You're up first on the Fan. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good evening, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Happy Friday.
Right on. Happy Friday. And it looks like a windows open weekend, AC off. And I'm liking that, man. I really love that. That's my favorite time of the year when you can sleep with the windows open at night or in Ohio, man. It's great stuff, right?
Beautiful time of year. Terry McLaurin, Mike, yay or nay?
So he would look great in a Browns uniform, but here's the problem. We don't want him in a Browns uniform, and I'll tell you why. It's kind of like putting fancy wheels on a car that doesn't run right yet, that you need to tune up, need some work on the engine, got a couple corner pads, got some dents, a little rust. That's what our team is right now. And I'm not kicking it, but it is the truth. We're going to probably finish with a real low record. We kind of want to. I get it for the draft. So it would look great, but you're going to bring him in at a high salary number when we really need, we're up against the cap. We really need to kind of build from within and then add this receiver like him, you know, 2 years down the road when we're really starting to make our run. I know what you're saying. It would be nice to test these guys, but the luxury of having that high-priced receiver versus, you know, another, you know, interior lineman, you know, when Matonio's gone next year or something, possibly, you know, we're going to need that money for other things. I just think it's a little bit cart ahead of the horse, guys. That's all.
Mike, I appreciate the ping. What if I told you that, like, what if Terry McLaurin was like the spark plugs or a new catalytic converter that could maybe jumpstart the car and get it back on the road?
No, I really do think that. But look, I hate a tank. All right. I'm over 50. I'll just leave it at that. And like, I was second row for 85 through 89 dog pound. I was in the best time and I know what it feels like to, but I'm trying to be patient with this and really, I want sustainability. I don't want to flash in a pan. You know, I really want to get there and stay there. So I think if we do any shortcuts, I know we have, these guys haven't shown they can build a team yet. Right. Old Andrew and Kevin, but I'm going to give him one more chance. I know Jimmy is, so why not? We're going to have to. So I just think we have to kind of maybe, that's what I'm thinking. I want to be smarter with our money right now and just kind of be, you know, we're going to need it for other things. And I love him here. Don't get me wrong. It would look great.
Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And Anthony, that's to your point. It might just be like too soon for Terry McLaurin, and that's fine. And I'm not saying that this is something that I think is going to happen. Like the Browns right now are genuinely like one of the biggest, if not the biggest, question marks in the league. Like, I don't think there would be people that would be surprised nationally if the Browns replicated what they did last year and had the number one overall pick. On the inverse, I think there's some people nationally that wouldn't be surprised that if the quarterback position bared any fruit at all, they could emulate a little bit of 2023. If you were able to get back to the Stefanski ball offense, of pushing the ball down the field, play action, not turning it over, running the ball and scoring touchdowns, you could see a world with this defense turning back to form that they could surprise some people and be a good team again.
Why, real quick, why would Terry McLaurin want to come here? He just got off of a team.
Oh, I don't think he would.
He just got off a team that was terrible up until last year. Like last year, he's 30 years old. Last year was his first real success in the league. And then you trade him somewhere where we don't even know what the trade package is, even though Andrew Berry sucks at getting wide receivers. He's better at trading for him. But now you're just going to be on a 5-6 win team that you are now locked up for on a contract extension for 3 or 4 years.
Well, what I like about this, and again, I truly understand, like the LeBron stuff, I felt a lot more passionate about. This might be a little bit more of a pipe dream and wishful thinking. But the more that I talk about it, the more that I'm kind of talking myself into it, because Terry McLaurin's big pitfall right now with Washington is money. You've got an owner in Jimmy Haslam that has shown he will throw around money quite literally to be the worst team in the National Football League with the most expensive roster.
You spent the most money to get the least amount of wins.
So paying Terry McLaurin isn't the biggest deal when you've got deep pockets like Jimmy Haslam does. And I think what it does is, like, say you give Terry McLaurin a five-year deal. And I know that's something that would scare a lot of teams because he's about to be 30 years old. Mm. But you've got a really good receiver that I would argue is still in his prime, and some might say even stepping into his prime. And you would pair him with a young blue chip quarterback for the next 4 or 5 years and say, let's get to Brook Park. New shiny quarterback, Jerry Jeudy, Terry McLaurin, take us to Brook Park and try to win some football games.
Yeah, and Mike mentioned it, and your co-host Daryl said it on the morning show, that an old GM told him that you have to get your meat and potatoes before you get your dessert. And his biggest pitfall getting Braylon Edwards was he got his 2 times the amount of dessert that he needed before he even got his meat and potatoes. So I very much agree with Mike's comparison that you're putting shiny tint on a really crappy car right now. That's what a Terry McLaurin thing would look like. Now, I totally agree with you that helps out a young quarterback. I just feel like a better offensive line investing there and hoping that you can develop Harold Fannin into a receiving option. That is a better option and a better way to spend your money, even if Shedeur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel aren't the guys.
Like, I have an almost impossible time trying to talk myself into Cedric Tillman. And I hope he proves me wrong and I hope he balls out. But, like, you saw the video that was going around on social media. Like, Denzel Ward has had him in clamps. And maybe that's why Denzel Ward put out that post. Maybe he's like, give me some competition in Berea. It's too easy right now going against Cedric Tillman, David Bell, and some of these jokers. Like, and maybe that's another piece of this, too. I don't really trust Andrew Berry to find a receiver at any point. You know, like, he's doing the smart thing. He really is. And drafting these guys in the second and third round, like we used to implore Browns GMs and say, take a flyer on receivers in round 2 and round 3. Like, look at Pittsburgh. They got Antonio Brown. They got Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, these were third round picks and they were able to hit on them. We haven't had that same luxury here in Cleveland because they've made the picks, but they haven't been hits. This receiver room is so thin, man. Straight ahead, we're going to tell you who needs to step up in order for this offense to just be watchable in 2025. And we want to hear from you at 216-474-0092. Terry McLaurin in Cleveland, is it a good idea or a bad idea? Nelson, Aron, I see you guys. Hang on with us. Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant. Overtime, right here on The Fan. I mean, fingers crossed with Deontay Johnson, right? Like, you forget that there's a really good football player in there, but he's got to keep his head on straight. And that's asking a lot out of somebody that puts a Cleveland Browns uniform on and they put on that orange helmet. And sometimes it seems like the orange helmet goes on and the common logic eludes players.
What if it's the brown helmet?
But yeah, maybe the brown helmet unlocked. Maybe Deontay Johnson sees that brown helmet and just says, you know what? I'm going back to being a 1,000-yard receiver. I'm going to be really good at football again. I'm not going to go to my 8th team in 2 seasons.
I think what should actually worry you guys is the fact that the Steelers got rid of a wide receiver and he's on your team now. I'm not seeing that as a Steeler fan. Not one of them has worked out. Maybe like Antonio Brown for like a few games, but like through a course of a season, which Steeler wide receiver like in the past like decade has like done good for their next team?
Well, the good news for
good, but falling apart.
Dom, the good news though for Deontay Johnson is that he's been on like 12 teams since the Steelers. So I like to think that maybe
he couldn't figure it out anywhere. No. What is your confidence level that he will be able to actually put together a productive season?
Like, what's productive?
He's a wide receiver 3, like Nathan Zagaro said.
Moderately confident.
Really? Okay.
Unless he does the thing that he's always liable to do. Like, there's always the world that he just completely loses his marbles, you know, and then it is what it is.
He's been very adamant all offseason about last year was last year, and I'm trying to get it through, and, you know, I'm in a new spot, blah, blah, blah. So I just don't know. It's another question mark in a room full of them.
216-474-0092. How confident are you guys in this Browns receiver room? Let's go out to Iron in Cleveland, hanging on for a minute. Has some
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thoughts on Terry McLaurin. Should he be a Cleveland Brown?
Hello.
Hello, we gotcha.
All right. Yeah, I would like for him to be a Cleveland Brown. But then again, I would like anyone that's decent to be a Cleveland Brown, because we're just kind of sick of waiting for the team to do something, you know? But even when we had a bunch of stud receivers like Landry and Beckham and all of them, we still didn't do anything.
I just wonder if this is, we are looking at the offense that Daryl's been reporting all training camp is really, really bad and lackluster. And we just see a really big name that's disgruntled and we say, yeah, we'll go for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We just want, you know, people that are proven instead of waiting. Because we've been waiting for years, you know? I mean, every year it's waiting for something to produce. It seems like nothing, you know? So I think all the Browns fans, we're just getting frustrated.
For sure.
Though the mass amounts of quarterbacks, you know, just everything. It's just a ball of frustration. That's all I got, guys. But, yeah.
Well, enjoy your
Absolutely.
Friday night.
Yeah, enjoy your Friday night, and thank you for the call. You know, I continue to go back to, it lets the Browns tell themselves, their locker room, and their fans that we're not rebuilding. Like, I think if you trade for Terry McLaurin, like, what would it cost? It's not costing one of your first-round picks, so you're looking at maybe a second-round pick, but again, this is a receiver that's nearing 30 years old that you're going to have to commit big-time money to. That's not just the Browns. That's any team that tries to trade for Terry McLaurin. So the package wouldn't be a lot, and I almost just think, man, like, it's worth it to sell it to guys like Joel Bitonio and Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward, who's actively campaigning on social media for Terry McLaurin, because it tells them, look, like, we are trying. Like, we understand that this has been an impossible go at it. And the Deshaun Watson thing was really bad. And it surely looked like there have been some dark days, especially Miles, when you said the things that you said on Radio Row repeatedly to everybody. Like there have been some dark moments, but we're not going to raise up the white flag. We're not going to quit. Like we're going to go down kicking and screaming, saying that this thing is not a full rebuild, and we're going to find our quarterback hell or high water, and Terry McLaurin's going to help us along in that process and identifying it.
I just don't want them to trick themselves into something that probably really is not true. And Jimmy Haslam said it earlier this week that they are dedicated, especially after how poorly 2024 went, they are dedicated to being patient with this team. And trading for Terry McLaurin, let's say it's a second or a third round pick, and then maybe a late round pick swap because they just include those for the hell of it nowadays. I would rather spend that second or third round pick on a young receiver that you can develop over the next couple of years and help grow with a young rookie or first year quarterback that you have, instead of pushing the panic button and getting Terry McLaurin. That's what that looks like to me.
It becomes a conversation of then, like at that point, if we want to dumb it all the way down, it becomes a conversation of, do you trust Andrew Berry to identify, draft, and develop a young rookie receiver with a young rookie quarterback that you've probably had to also identify, draft, and develop? Like, and right now, the answer would be no to that question, because the guys that we've seen him draft at that receiver room have been really bad. And the guy that we've seen him trade for, maybe Elijah Moore was a little bit of a stretch, but like Judy's been a hit. Amari Cooper was a hit. Like he continues to do this and things look pretty good when he does it. 216-474-0092. Let's go out to Pepper Pike where BP's got some thoughts on the Browns receiver room. What's going on, man?
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm good, bro. How are you?
I'm good. Once again, I agree with you on one of your, your hot takes. Last month it was LeBron. I definitely wanted to get LeBron here somehow, some way. And then now Terry McLaurin, I want to win. I don't want to see another ugly season with the Browns. And, McLaurin gives us, some more potency. We need another receiver. Let's be honest. I mean, you just can't count on, other than Jerry Jeudy, you can't count on the guys we have.
BP, come on. You're telling me you're not excited for another season of David Bell? Come on. He did great things at Purdue four seasons ago.
He did. But unfortunately, this isn't Purdue. We're like the Indiana Hoosiers of the NFL, unfortunately.
BP,
I'm talking about the bad Indiana Hoosiers before they had Michael Penix.
I was going to say, Indiana went to the playoffs last year.
No,
I
knew what you meant. BP, appreciate the call. That's the thing, right? Again, too, like, people are so tired of waiting. People are so tired of waiting. And the fact that they, like, it was like the, we were on a treadmill or like the hamster on a ball, and they dangled a treat right above us. And that treat was the playoffs. Like, we've been two times with this regime. It seems like we're so close. We've been spinning on our wheel. We're trying so hard. But like, we're sniffing that treat, right? Like, it's right there for us. Like, that treat is right in front of our face. We just want to grab it and have that sustained, consistent playoff success. But it continues to elude us, and people are so sick of waiting because we've gotten so close that it's like, man, we don't want to go back to the bad, ugly days of 1-31 where it's a full-blown teardown. And I don't think the Browns want to go back to those days either, or else they could have gladly told Miles, thank you for your services. We'll take two first-round picks plus more, and we'll start this thing up, from the studs. We'll tear this thing all the way down. We're in no rush with this team. We're in no rush with this quarterback. We'll tear it down to the studs, and we'll build it back up. Like, the fans don't want that. I don't think the team wants that. Ownership doesn't want that.
I don't think they're in any rush right now. They traded down from the second overall pick to pick up a first round pick next year. Like, I hate telling you this, and I hate telling the city of Cleveland this, but you are going to have to wait another year. Everything about this training camp, everything about this season is shaping up that this is a rebuilding roster. This is a roster with a lot of talent in some spots, and an offensive line that's aging, a receiver room that's terrible, and a linebacker core with one Carson Schwechter that's really, really exciting, but he's a young player. Everybody on the roster that you're excited about is a young player. That is a telltale telltale sign that this is a rebuilding year and that 2025, the playoffs are just not meant to be. So pushing the panic button on a 30-year-old Terry McLaurin who wants a max deal that is going to further hamstring an already hamstrung salary cap with this team, I do not understand how that helps on this current timeline.
I get you. They're not going to the Super Bowl this year. And anybody that thinks that they are, I've got another thing. We've only got 4 hours on this show, you know? So like, I can't get into all the nitty gritty as to why they're not going to the Super Bowl this year, but just trust me when I tell you, you could stay local this February, unless you want to go somewhere warm and watch the Super Bowl. It'll be two other teams in a tropical location. I don't think they're going to make the Super Bowl this year. I don't know that they'll even be really competitive this year, but I think at the core, right, every NFL team goes into the season and the goal is to win a Super Bowl and to win a championship. It ain't going to happen this year, but what you could do is make steps to get closer to that Super Bowl. The last thing that you want to do, especially with where the Browns are at right now, you can't get further away from that goal. Because if you get further away from that goal of winning the Super Bowl from where you are right now, it's back to Hugh Jackson time. It's back to 1-31, and we're jumping in the lake. You have to only, now at this point, and I get that the Deshaun Watson contract exists, you got to move off of that this offseason, but you got to get serious about adding talented players, because at some point here soon, whether it's this year with one of these two rookie quarterbacks, I personally don't think it will be, or in 2026 with Arch Manning, Drew Aller, or Lenora Sellers, you're going to want to have a good team built around those that guy. Because say you get Arch Manning in Cleveland on a rookie contract, it's going to be full steam ahead. It's going to be Russell Wilson on the Seahawks. Like, let's try to make a Super Bowl with this kid on his rookie deal. That's what smart teams do. And I need to start to see them make steps to have that actually happen. And adding Terry McLaurin, the opportunity to add a top echelon receiver in the game doesn't present itself every offseason. It just doesn't.
I totally get the sentiment. I just don't know if adding a 30-year-old player is who could have his best football behind him, like, we don't know, is the better route than drafting a quarterback next year and then also bringing in a high-end second round pick or third round receiver that you're able to get and that they grow all offseason together as a unit to then add on to what you already have.
I also want to put out there too, like, what are the Commanders doing? How did it even get to this point where we're having this debate right now? Like, Terry McLaurin's pretty good.
I think they're looking at it like, we're going to have to pay Jaden Daniels a lot of money.
That's a long time from now. He played one season.
If he plays well again this year, those extension talks are going to start, and it's going to be at the top end of the salary cap. So I think that's what they're thinking about. I don't know. I haven't really followed the whole situation that closely, but like, Micah Parsons, depending on the price, I would much rather him because he's 27 years old. He's right in the prime of his career. That significantly helps your team for the next 5 years. Like, that's a dude right there. Terry McLaurin, it helps out the worst wide receiver room in football, but I don't know if I'm willing to pay a 30-year-old wide receiver what he's demanding.
How about this for a fact? Deebo Samuel, who everybody thinks is like a dinosaur in the National Football League, and he's on the Washington Commanders now. Same exact. He's 29. Mm-hmm. Terry McLaurin's 29.
Amari Cooper's 31. Like, receivers get old fast, and you don't want to be stuck paying an old wide receiver that may not be able to run the route tree that he was able to when you first acquired him.
Well, I just need a wide receiver at this point, other than Jerry Jeudy. I'm very glad that I have him.
Get Luke Floria.
Hey, Fourier? I think it's Floria. I'm looking forward to him as well, because he's had some moments at camp that have certainly gone viral in the Cleveland sports scene. Well, speaking of going viral, Ken Carman went viral this week for his take on the Browns not trying to break Shedeur Sanders. And you guys know, as much of a Shedeur Sanders fan as I am, and as bad as I want to see him on the field, I fear Ken Carman is right. I'll explain why in 5 minutes. It's Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant with you guys till 11 right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.